Welcome back to Coach Speak, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening as joining us on the line now is the head football coach of the Clarion Gold Fieldhouse Cowboys. It is Caleb Bogle joining us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
So as we take a look, obviously we're in the unofficial start of the football season with preseason camp starting today. Official practice gets started a week from today. But obviously you've still had a whole summer to go through off-season workouts, you know, weight training, speed training, get ready for the season. And just from those off-season workouts, what have you seen from this group that has stood out to you and the staff and has you guys some things that have you guys excited about what's to come this fall?
Their commitment and dedication, you know, to the weight room. That's something big that we push in our program, is that, like, strength should be our number one thing when it comes time to the off-season stuff. And we push that super heavy, you know, so we lifted 4 days a week. We threw speed and agility there a couple of days a week. But just seeing the guys just dedicate themselves and you know, from the start of the summer of June to now, to see the guys have a PR'd in some lifts, PR'd in their 40 times and their speed and agility as in their 5-10-5. That's huge. You know, it just kind of just goes to show the type of team that we have. And kids want to work hard, even though that they might be baseball players and they have games all the time. They're still trying to find ways to get in the weight room and make themselves better. So that's big for us at the program.
And starting on the offensive side of the football, your team is able to carve out an identity of a power football offense that wants to run the ball and wants to knock you off your spot. And you did that with a lot of success a year ago behind two, we'll say, 1,000-yard rushers in Selvin Gonzalez and Joel Meyer. Now looking to this season, you bring back Colin Sesker, your leading rusher coming back, who got a lot of experience a year ago. Charlie Campbell's back from injury. He was somebody that was viewed as someone that was going to be the bell cow for your offense a year ago. And you bring back a good chunk of your offensive line, you bring back your top receiver and Huxley Lingenfelter. Just on the offensive side of the football, what are some things that you and the staff are looking forward to about the personnel you have and what they'll be able to accomplish?
I think first is this: we're getting all them guys back. You know, I mean, we're so excited that Charlie is back with us. I mean, he's had a terrible knee injury last year. You know, he worked so hard to get back to where he is now, and I mean, he's looking really good. We just got to keep him healthy along with everybody else. But, you know, just the guys we're bringing back, I mean, it's just, that's exciting. We're going to continue to ground and pound. And, you know, in this offseason, or even at the staff, we talk about we need to be more dynamic in the pass game. And that's where we really, truly worked on a lot this offseason in the summer and down at Central Camp. And so it's had that little wrinkle that's going to put defenses hopefully on their heels, and that's what we want. And we're definitely improving in that way. But just, again, just having those guys back, those seniors are about to be leaders, or those seniors are our leaders now, excuse me. And we're going to do great things offensively. I can't wait. I know the staff can't wait either. So it's going to be good.
And on the defensive side, you bring back a ton of experience at all three levels, especially up front on the defensive line. You know, Trayson Cope, somebody that really broke out throughout the season a year ago on the defensive line. You bring the linebacking core. You're going to be hard-pressed to find a much better linebacking core than what you've got coming back with Huxley Lingenfelter back. You bring back J.D. Moracall, who will hopefully be fully healthy. You know, Maxton Downey, Paxton Lingenfelter, two guys that got a lot of playing time in the back end. Colin Sesker, somebody as well at linebacker. In the two I listed that were in the defensive backfield that are back. And just looking at all of the key pieces you've got back from last year's squad, just how does that help move the defensive along further and maybe even put the defense in an even more advantageous spot than they were at the end of the year last year?
Yeah, you know, having them guys, you know, especially those young guys, you know, Paxton and Maxton and even Colin a little bit. You know, there's quite a few guys actually that we had new starting, you know, for them having a year under their belt working with each other, figuring out what everybody does on the field and where they need to be at is huge. So having that experience is going to be big defensively. You know, obviously we were not good last year in defending the pass at times. So really truly worked on that towards the end of the year and actually in the offseason big time this year. And we're going to make a big difference there. Our run game, it was really good last year. We have to continue to get better with that, stopping the run game, I should say. But just having experience with those guys out there have played multiple times. Again, you know, Charlie's back. JD's healthy for us on the defensive end. Easton Byers won. Cooper Noshbush will be back for us. You know, there's going to be a hole we got to fill that's going to play next to our Mike linebacker, Will, because he graduated last year, our Will backer did. So trying to find another guy there. But we got guys that do it. I'm super excited with what the team that we have and who's returning. And the new guys are going to step up and play. So defensively, we're pretty solid. And we want to be a tough, hard-nosed football team defensively. And that's what I preach every day to these guys.
And taking a look at the schedule coming up, obviously you guys open up the season on August 28th as you take on Belmont Clemmy over in Belmont. And between then and now, just what are some things that you and the staff are specifically looking for, and maybe an area of improvement or an area you think you guys could be really good at and you want to see for yourself that you guys are going to be that set in that regard? But just what are some things that you and the staff are looking for between now and when you kick off against Belmont Clemmy at the end of the month?
I think, you know, Quinn, where we start end of the year last year, you know, Grundy, we could play with those type of teams. You know, we talk about all season and this summer is like, what is the standard, you know, defining the standard, and understanding what the standard is, you know, cause there's, we are just below what Grundy and South Hard might have in our district. We have to be able to fill that gap, okay? And what is going to take us to that next level to fill that gap, to get to that level of those teams so we can play deeper in the playoffs. But we had to start where we finished last year. We cannot go back two steps because we're going to take three steps forward. So standard's the standard. We ended last year. It's great. It's awesome. We got to build off it and just keep going. And you know, in these next 3 weeks, we just got to keep getting better at what we do, offensively, defensively, special teams, and just keep grinding out, you know, and get ready for, you know, Belmont. We play them on the 28th. They're going to be no slouch. But these next 3 weeks are just going to get things back in the groove and understand the type of team that we can be and how we're going to play fast and be physical and just get after it.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck here with the preseason. Slate Reporter season opener on August 28th.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yep, that was Caleb Vogel, the head football coach of the Clarion Goldfield House Cowboys here on our Coach Speak program presented by Carl Otto of Webster City. We're back with Eagle Grove coach Logan Willard next on 95.7 FM.